The DA's relentless campaign against the evil ANC policy of cadre deployment has today been completely vindicated by the testimony delivered in front of the Zondo Commission. In the process, the DA has secured a historic victory for all South Africans who yearn to live in a country with a capable and professional government. We must now follow through by destroying the system of cadre deployment once and for all. At the beginning of the year, the DA had written to the Zondo Commission requesting that the Commission subpoena the ANC to provide records and minutes of all cadre deployment committee meetings dating back to 2013, when Cyril Ramaphosa became its chairperson. Today, the Commission revealed that it had acceded to the DA's request. However, the Zondo Commission could only obtain minutes and records from 2018, with Ramaphosa claiming that the records from between 2013 and 2018 had somehow magically disappeared. Despite this apparently desperate attempt to hide the truth about Ramaphosa's personal role in deploying the cadres who captured and destroyed our state, the records dating from 2018 revealed that cadre deployment is indeed a system deliberately designed for the ANC to capture and loot the state. The Zondo Commission dismissed Ramaphosa's lame excuses that the deployment committee merely makes innocent recommendations. Instead, the Commission, on the basis of the minutes obtained as a result of the DA's request, put it to Ramaphosa that the cadre deployment committee in fact decides who gets appointed to senior positions throughout the state. The minutes obtained as a result of the DA's request shows that Ramaphosa's cadre deployment committee even influenced the appointment of two constitutional court judges as well as a judge at the Supreme Court of Appeal as recently as 2019. It is clear that the so-called wasted years of ANC pillage continues unabated. The fact that the ANC under Ramaphosa has sought to capture the judiciary presents the gravest danger to South Africa's constitutional democracy. We hope that the Zondo Commission will confirm the DA's view that cadre deployment is an unconstitutional abuse of power that provides the foundation for state capture and corruption. We will also be proceeding with our court case against the ANC because we simply don't believe that the records of the cadre deployment committee disappeared from before 2018. Most importantly, the DA has today also formally tabled our End Cadre Deployment Bill in Parliament. The truth about cadre deployment is finally emerging, and now is the moment for all South Africans who want an end to this evil system to rally behind the DA's End Cadre Deployment Bill.